I could barely glimpse the swift passing of long-nosed sharks, hammerhead sharks, spotted dogfish that frequent these waters, big eagle rays, swarms of seahorse looking like knights on a chessboard, eels quivering like fireworks serpents, armies of crab that fled obliquely by crossing their pincers over their carapaces, finally schools of porpoise that held contests of speed with the nautilus. But by this point observing, studying, and classifying were out of the question. By evening we had cleared 200 leagues up the Atlantic. Shadows gathered in gloom overran the sea until the moon came up. I repaired to my stateroom. I couldn't sleep. I was assaulted by nightmares. That horrible scene of destruction kept repeating in my mind's eye. From that day forward, who knows where the Nautilus took us in the North Atlantic Basin? Always at incalculable speed. Always amid the high Arctic mists. Did it call at the capes of Spitsbergen or the shores of Novaya Zemlya? Did it visit such uncharted seas as the White Sea, the Kara Sea, the Gulf of Ob, the Lyakhov Islands, or those unknown beaches on the Siberian coast? I'm unable to say. I lost track of the passing hours.